Good afternoon. Another warm and humid day across interior New York and New England. Limited but hazy sunshine around should carry temperatures up into the lower to mid-80s by late afternoon. We are in between weather disturbances, so it will be a dry day today. And the next disturbance is swinging across the central Great Lakes. This next disturbance will sweep through our area late tonight and early tomorrow morning, with the next round of showers and perhaps even a few thunderstorms. Overnight tonight, it'll be warm and muggy with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures only back into the mid and upper 60s. With the disturbance pushing through tomorrow morning, we'll have clouds and showers around, then a return to some hazy sunshine for the middle part of the day. With increased humidity through the afternoon, we'll have another chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, which will last into the evening as highs reach the lower to mid 80s once again. Another break in the action for Saturday night, although another disturbance will push through on Sunday, and as a result in the warmth and humidity, we'll have another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon, otherwise a mix of hazy sun and clouds with highs in the middle 80s. A more powerful front associated with a deeper trough of low pressure will approach for the day on Monday. We'll have mostly cloudy skies on Labor Day with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the lower 80s. A few leftover showers behind this system on Tuesday as the trough swings through. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the upper 70s with cooler air and seasonably high temperatures in the 70s with a mix of sun and clouds through the middle part of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of western and central North Dakota. Surface heating will generate moderate instability today, and combined with decent wind shear, supercells will be possible. Isolated large hail will be the main threat through mid-evening. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure associated with a tropical wave over extreme western Africa that is producing showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions appear conducive for development, and a tropical depression could form over the next couple of days. Locally heavy rains and gusty winds are likely in the Cape Verde Islands as the wave nears that area later in the day tomorrow. And a ridge of high pressure will bring another day of record-breaking heat across portions of the central U.S. today, with afternoon high temperatures reaching 100 or higher across the central and southern plains. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for many locations in the Midwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 set in 1953, and the record low 38 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, and it will be humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun, clouds, and humid today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms late at night tonight and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers, then some hazy sun, then a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, warm and humid in the mid-80s. Numerous showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 80s. A leftover shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, mid to upper 70s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday with highs staying in the middle 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.